angry duck.
What an asshole!
Podcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Happy Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving week. That means I have 5 million dogs in my apartment while we record this today. So it's the sounds of the seasons, indeed. Happy Thanksgiving from the Bass Hole Clan. We're going to jump into stuff. I don't know. The Golden Bachelor recap, we're behind. And all the good Thanksgiving trimmings. Let's go. Thanksgiving. What's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hi. Doug. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
You seem a little cranky today.
I'm tired, but I'm not cranky really. I just haven't been sleeping that much. That's all.
Okay.
So when you don't sleep, that's what happens. I guess. Yeah, I mean, you would get
cranky,
right?
Yeah, you get cranky,
right?
Yeah, I'm not cranky today. I got my full 5.5 hours.
It's your day off too. You get to go out today.
Yeah, I know. It's Daddy's day out.
Is that because it's a holiday this week?
I've been owed this one because I haven't used it. You know, like you get your cards with significant other.
Do you guys keep track of how many days?
Well,
I do.
Really? She's gone out like twice now, and I haven't. So it's like,
so you use that against each other, right?
Yeah, because not against each other, it's more like there's a chart and it's fairness.
Is there a physical chart in the house? Yeah,
I do. I have a whole chart. I lay it out and I say, okay, you took this day off, and then you know, like whatever else, you went partying this one day.
You got drunk this day, so I get two. Yeah, I get two that I get wasted.
No, I was with the baby. No, I'm not gonna get wasted. I hope not, but we'll see what happens.
Going to Barney's.
Yeah,
you're not gonna get wasted.
Oh, right. Yeah. I don't think they let you leave unless you're trashed. There.
Generation X, right? Or what is it? Millennials
Generation
new bar.
X.
Oh, Millennials new bar.
Gen Z.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are they taking it over?
Yeah, supposedly.
They're taking it over.
They did a whole article about it.
You gotta be 22 to get in now or something. So Rob has to sneak in. It's the opposite. Over 42.
For 22 with this gray hair. Yeah, I can do this, dude. Yeah. I mean, like, come on, man. Steve Martin had gray hair at 29. I mean,
yeah, right.
I don't think it's the hair color that is going to give you away there.
Really? You think it's the face?
I think it's the tired daddy eyes.
Oh, well, it's 5.5 hours. I'm not tired. That's a good amount of sleep for a dad.
Well, that'll be fun for Rob. Well, it is Thanksgiving week, everyone. So I don't know if everyone has Thanksgiving plans with their family and whatnot. I am here watching these dogs that... Hamlet, shut up! I don't care about the dogs. See, there's some episodes where the dogs are just here because I have no choice to do anything with it. So it is what it is. So what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? You guys doing anything?
I'm just going to be with my family and invite my mom, and I don't know. We were going to invite you, but you got plans.
Oh, I was invited?
You got plans already.
Well, did you invite me yet?
No, well, you have plans. I assumed you're not going to come. Who wants to come hang out with me, my girl, a baby?
Didn't I go last year? What did I do last
year?
No, I didn't know.
No. We should talk about the infamous Thanksgiving with... You know,
No, we can't talk about that.
Oh, shit. Doug, what are your plans? What are you doing?
Can't talk about that. My plans. I bought a turkey and I'm gonna cook the turkey. I'm going over to the West Side, my friends over there. So that's it. Yeah.
Okay, you're making the turkey though. That's
I'm
nice.
I'm making
wow.
the turkey. I'm gonna bring the turkey.
Yeah. That's really generous.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a Friendsgiving. Yeah.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah. I'm not making the turkey, but I'm making everything else.
Well, that's good. So,
what are you making?
I'm making pumpkin pie.
You're making it from scratch?
Oh, yeah. You made that last year at the mic you brought.
I'm making two different kinds this time. So I'm gonna make like a regular pumpkin pie, and then
the
I'm making
a weed.
Boozy pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah.
For the sober people that will be there.
People that don't know that have been sober their whole life. And then they'll be like, what? This pie is amazing.
Has that actually happened to someone? Like if they have,
oh, I guarantee you it's happened.
A cake? Like a bourbon cake or like a pumpkin?
Yeah, like some of that's pretty much breaking your streak. And then they just say, fuck it.
Yeah, but isn't the alcohol like
usually, it's supposed to be like cooked off. Yeah. It's just the flavor that's left.
You relapse off of a piece of pie?
Dude, I got wasted off pie, man.
Really?
Yeah. I'm putting so much bourbon in my pumpkin pie. It's gonna be amazing.
Rum cake, all that shit. Yeah, yeah.
Bourbon pumpkin
pie.
Well,
that's cool. Well, at least everyone has a Thanksgiving plan. No one is. No one will be sitting at Norm's or the Laugh Factory for their.
Oh yeah.
Are you doing that this year?
I don't know if I'm gonna do that this year because I haven't really been performing there. So
why would you waste your time?
I don't know.
Giving back to the fucking crazy homeless people that'll stab you for cranberry sauce. Is that blood or no? It's a bit nuts,
and then they always ask you to perform, and it's always so bad. Sometimes there's hecklers, and there's kids there. Oh my god, it's bad. I did it like twice, and I was like, oh my god, I can't believe I did this.
Well, we can get into the Thanksgiving stuff a little bit. Let's talk about Golden Bachelor. We're behind a couple weeks or whatever, but we're caught. There's one more episode left in 2 weeks, the finale or whatever.
I know. Aren't you guys excited?
No, you know what? Because I thought it was going to be, well, obviously it's not going to be this week because it's Thanksgiving, I guess. But, you got to wait 2 weeks for the ending, I guess. So, yeah. But the tell all, the women tell all, that was interesting, right? What do we think about that?
The fart was amazing. I mean, I wish you had that queued up.
I don't have any clips queued up.
Oh.
I don't care that much about it anymore.
I don't know, there just wasn't any drama even in the tell-all for the most part. It was just kind of like, we just all like each other.
Yeah. I mean, that Sandra fart, though, that was intense.
Why would she do that? That would make my dick go limp. Like, if Jerry saw that, like, don't get me wrong, girls fart, I get that. But just, like, if you don't know someone.
But, like, if he picked her and, like, that's just something she's doing, she's doing that on camera. In front of a crew. God knows what it's going to be like at home.
That was a long, 10-second fart.
It was impressive.
I just don't understand why she did that, like, in the interview. Whatever. Like, she was just like, I have a gas, and then she just...
just let it loose, man. Let it rip.
Oh, man.
That seems like her personality, though, too, right?
I don't know. Yeah. So it's down to Leslie, who I had my money on from the beginning.
Right.
Teresa. Faith is out. Faith is... I'm glad. I didn't like her.
You didn't like her. Why?
She's a horse girl.
Horse girl.
Yeah.
You didn't like her for him, or you didn't like her personally?
Well, I don't know her personally, but
you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
I don't know, personally, you
didn't like her because she was like annoying.
I thought she was a little annoying, and I don't know. I think she was like one of the first ones that were picked for the thing, so she got a little full of herself. I think at times she broke out that guitar and shit. I don't know.
I didn't like her for him because of the fact that he's a city boy, and then she said that.
She's got the range.
I think that's the main reason why he didn't choose her.
So Leslie, I thought she was going to go all the way, and she did. She
definitely went all the way.
So he pretty much banged the two of these girls.
Women. I think so.
Yeah, he did. I think so.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that he says it's no one's business. Fuck you. You're on the show. Like. Yeah. What do you mean it's no one's business?
Well, they pretty much,
it is our business.
With the temperature is 69.
Those jokes were priceless.
That was cute. You thought that was cute? I thought it was hack. Well, she's not a comedian. Come on.
As soon as they said that, then I have a visual of them 69ing in this.
Leslie could probably plank. I think Leslie could plank that dick.
It reminded me of Squid Games when they do like the 69 joke, even in that. You've never seen Squid Games?
No.
There's a whole part where like they're betting on like certain people, and this guy keeps on betting on 69, and he laughs and he keeps on laughing, and it's like he's supposed to be the stupid, arrogant American, and that's all his big joke is. It's 69. Like, it's a running joke in the first episode. So that's what it reminded me. That's why I think it's even more hack. But whatever. She's not a comic. I get it.
I thought it was cute.
It's fine. It's great that he finally got laid after years of no sex. And then twice within
2 days.
A day or two.
Do you think he cream pied them or no?
Yeah, I don't think that. Well, no, there was probably condoms used.
You think so? I mean, why?
I don't think so. Why?
What's the point? Maybe because
it's like a network situation. They don't want to be liable.
No one's going to get pregnant.
Liable for what?
STDs?
No. They're clean. You have to be clean.
They haven't been anywhere else. Yeah. They're not fucking someone on the set.
Come on.
But Teresa got the sloppy seconds like the day after. So.
Yeah.
So Leslie's like, hey, by the way, I have herpes.
No. I
think How do you think she felt? Like he was with her the night before, and then he goes and fucks Teresa, and it's like, well, like is there a coin toss of like who gets to go out with him first, like, down to the last?
I don't know. And there's like something about like if you go first or last, like is there like do you have some type of win if you're last because you're the last person on his mind?
Well, his mind, like it was pretty obvious when he was on that date with Teresa that he was thinking of Leslie the whole time, and
he got over it real quick when that key fantasy suite showed up.
With the horseback ride.
Half the date, he was like not paying attention. Yeah, he was in his own world.
A hard time.
Yeah, but then
he was
feeling
bad.
But then after dinner, he was like, "Well, I could get laid again."
That's what I loved about it. Was I wish? First of all, I wish somebody when I was dating would come up to my table and be like, "Here's a key. You could choose to go home."
Who do you think you are?
Yeah. I just wish that would happen.
Someone holds your hand through the date. Like you guys can either go fuck or you can retreat back to your home.
Exactly. But that's what was so great about it. And of course they said yes. Because if they said no, they're not going to win.
Does
so
anyone ever
to.
Say no at that point? I'm wondering on the back.
I've never
Probably would. Not. Right?
No, of know. Course not. But they have sex and they talk about it. This one was lame because he said, it's none of your business.
Right.
Which just infuriated me.
I always knew he would at least bang Leslie. I mean, I knew that from the start. I don't know. For some reason.
I don't know, man. I like Teresa. I would have sex
really?
With Teresa.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, because like he said
Even
Teresa,
he
she's
told
so
Les- he
safe
told,
and
But he told
boring.
Leslie early on that he loved her, right? And it took him a while to say that to Teresa.
Yeah, he still hasn't said it to her on camera.
No, he did
finally.
Oh,
but
someone
I,
didn't watch.
He said, no. He said, you know how I feel.
No,
he did say that. I think he did say, I love you.
He probably says, I love you.
But
he
I does. Think it was a heartfelt, half-ass, I love you. I don't know. I think you think he's going to pick Leslie? Who do you think he's going to pick?
I think he's going to pick Leslie.
I think he's going to pick Teresa.
Oh, wow.
Just because I find her more attractive personally.
Teresa?
Yeah.
What?
He said stuff like, you know, she's so safe. And like,
I like
that
the
just
way she
like,
dresses too. She
well,
wears
here's
like
the thing.
She wears
I think,
like stuff
I think,
Jill Will
I think, I think Teresa is the safe bet with like the family and all that stuff.
But she's boring.
And this is his last, you know,
You're
hurrah.
Old. What,
this is
what
the
you,
last hurrah.
What
and Leslie's going to keep him fun.
Yeah. And he likes to do fun shit. Like, he likes to go four wheeling. He likes to rappel off cliffs.
Yes. They set that up for him.
Yeah. But here's another.
Like Leslie was freaking out with the water. Like, I was
factor.
Scared for her.
Leslie and him, they do not live too far from each other. They're both Midwest folk. Teresa is New Jersey, so that's a big situation that they gotta figure out.
Yeah.
The Midwest thing, they can make it work, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. She's just more fun. She's probably more fun in bed too. She just seems to
absolutely.
Have,
I think she's gonna win, and I called it from the beginning. That's what
all
I'm
right.
Saying.
Well, there you go.
That's from money.
Did you? We gotta
I
look
did.
Back at the tapes.
Go ahead, look back. She's the one that came out in that walk from that with the walker in the beginning, and then she was dancing around and shit. And I was like, this is the girl. This is the girl that's gonna win.
It's the prince factor. Yeah, but she's from Minnesota. He's not from Minnesota, so who cares about like where he's from? So
they just live closer.
But they're both Midwest region. All right. So
I think Teresa was the cuter one. I liked her. I just think it's funny because they're like going on adventures. It's like, how old are you guys? You know, like really going on these adventures.
What do you mean? You still can't do stuff like that?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, the adventures say so much about what potential relationships are going to be like, right? They like Leslie, like they rappelled off of a cliff wall and like went into a waterfall together. And then Teresa, they rode a pony. Pony.
They rode horses. Not a pony.
They were such docile little.
Now, how do you think Faith felt about that when they were riding the horses? She's like, "That's my
that's
I'm
my
the horse
thing.
Girl. This fucking bitch is coming in."
Yeah, she's watching the show. She's like, "What the hell?" Man?
I don't know. Even Teresa's date was so boring.
But even Leslie was just annoying to me because she said, "Was she the one that said she's never had sex with anybody else?"
No, like that was Teresa.
I think she lied about that.
I love when they sit down for the dinner and there's like nothing on the table. They're just sitting there, kind of like, "Where's the food?" I'm like, "What are they eating?"
They never eat in those shows. Yeah,
but that's what. But that'd be a big part of my date experience. I'd be like, "Oh, what do you like to eat? Like, what are we getting into? Are you like wine? You know, you want lobster? I don't know."
But Leslie was just annoying to me because she was also saying like the death to us part. He's like, "I've never done that. You were married twice, bitch. What are you talking about?
It never felt real.
Yeah, but how did it not feel real? If you talk to her, if you build a time machine, go back to her at that time and you ask her, does this feel real? She'll say yes.
He built a time machine. He'd go back and save his original wife.
Would he? I don't know.
I would. don't
By
know.
Getting her tested?
Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of tested, now Roberta is dead. I thought she was alive. Oh, I think you tell me that.
That was the first episode.
Oh, I remember getting a text from you at one point, like, yeah, Roberta's alive. And, I was watching it. Dude, wait. When they
Doug just believes everything we tell him.
I don't know, because I catch up on it the night before we record this thing, and I'm just like... No, you know what I thought was going to happen when they started going into that sad story wrong. And they're all crying and stuff like that. And then the host is like, well, you're not going to believe it. We have someone here. And then I was like, is Roberta? And then it was the daughter. And I was like, oh, what the fuck?
That's why I said
like,
that.
They just fucking made everyone cry. And Roberta's been faking her death the whole time.
I didn't do any spoilers. I gave you some spoilers.
Oh, see, I couldn't tell.
I love it because you believed
so
it.
Funny.
because I'm not. When you send that stuff, I'm not really paying attention that much. And then when I finally sit down to watch it, I go back and I look at when I'm like, oh yeah, Rob said this. All right. I don't know. I can't keep track of it. It's the last thing on my mind. This show.
So Roberta's alive.
We learned a lot about old people sex this last.
What about
episode.
Joan? Now Joan came back and she looked great. And you know,
Joan.
Remember she left early
from the tell-all.
Oh, yeah, we're going back to that episode. Okay.
Oh, I don't know. We're just covering both.
She came back. I think she just didn't like him.
Really?
I think it's bullshit that the whole like. I mean, look, my girl. She had postpartum depression. Mm. So, but you know, I think for her to leave the show because of that, like she had no, her daughter didn't have anyone else. Who's her husband? Who, like, are you crying for your mom to that point where you're getting her off a show like that?
I agree. Was it postpartum depression? I thought she had a miscarriage.
No, her daughter had postpartum depression. But the thing, I don't know. I think that Joan really liked him because she kept saying, she said things like, I was just hoping I would like come out of my front door and he'd be walking around the corner and just coming. Like she was having fantasies about him giving up the show and coming to. Like,
I don't think
her.
She liked him.
It looked like she kind maybe of not. Much
I don't
a
know.
Torch
that is kind of
him.
That is kind of a weak reason to leave. I'd say like if there was a death in the family or something.
Right,
because
you can't really question it. Like the fact that I'm even questioning it.
I love the two men are like postpartum. Of impression just walking
no but see but what I'm saying is if it was true then why did she go on the tell-all like what did it disappear within that quick this show happens within 2 months
The tell-all is like one evening one it's not like the extension
yeah, but still
of
8 hours
or 2 months
the tell-all also Chris Jenner gave a shout out to Susan the
that
doppelganger
was pretty, I liked that was
hilarious there, yeah, they became
best
nice
friends. Little publicity moment for the Jenners.
But you're right. That's why I feel bad saying it because, like you even said, the two men are saying that. But I just feel like she didn't like him.
Yeah, I retract that.
Yeah.
Oh, she really. When she was talking about how she really, you know, still felt like there was something there at the town hall, she really sounded like she was sad that it didn't work out. Like maybe even like hoping he'd be like, you know what? Now that you're here, now fuck this thing. I'm gonna go with you. Like it just felt like maybe she had that like hope that he would.
I think she's just saying that for the camera.
Yeah, I don't know. What other remember? Oh, Kathy was there. I kept doing the zippage. That's her new thing.
That's
now.
Her new thing. Oh. She's so annoying.
She looks like freaking Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah, someone
said to that.
Yeah.
She looks exactly
that would have
like
been great
Rudy
if she
Giuliani,
pulled off the wig and it was Rudy. Like,
yeah, that's why I said that. Did you believe that in the text message?
Yeah,
that
I was disappointed that didn't happen either. I was like, this show's gotten
There's
worse.
There's a dude. I told you.
what else? What else happened in the tell all? Was there just some other big moment? I thought. I don't know.
No.
It was pretty boring.
I mean, in my notes here, I have the fact that I think Teresa being a day trader was fucking hilarious.
That was in the last episode.
Yeah. I was just like, bitch. Like, why did I say bitch? But anyways, it's just like, come on, don't lie.
She's the one you like.
I know, but
like,
she was just lying. Like, I was a successful date. Come on, like you might as well just say you're into cryptocurrency or something like that. Like successful.
Yeah, but
day
then
trader.
Jerry, he was like,
oh, he was impressed.
He's like, I'm really impressed by you. This is a good impression.
Go ahead.
Keep going.
It's fantastic. You're doing so well. Good for you.
Can you do the part where he tells you know old people also knock boots? Can you
It's interesting because it's none of their business what happens in the fantasy suite, but no old people, we like to get rowdy.
We like to. He said knock.
I never even tried it. I just,
that's really good.
I feel like I've watched
it. It's like a goofy Wisconsin person. That's what it sounds like. But you're
goofy.
Right.
He said knocking boots.
Yeah, that's the part that I wrote that. I forgot to say that. That was like,
I was like, what?
Yeah, but I'm going to work on my Jerry.
But
now.
That's.
Who gave him those words?
Yeah, but knocking boots. This was like in the 90s.
Right. Well, he was like, what, 50 in the 90s?
Yeah.
Like,
was he 50 in the 90s? Jesus. Yeah. I guess so. You're right. But well, at that time he was still holding, he was knocking boots with his wife.
Yeah. I don't even understand. Like the things that he was saying, like he was like, my favorite part about being alone in the fantasy suite is pillow talk. I'm like, what?
That's where we
Yeah, I hated that too.
That's like, where we talk to the pillow.
That's where
we have a pillow fight.
When old people have sex, it's slow. I was like, you think so? Like,
oh, I wonder what kind of sexual positions they did. Him and Leslie.
I would say missionary and doggy.
You know what was great though?
Not reverse.
I can't get that image out of my head.
I think Leslie gave anal. I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. On the first date, I think you're supposed to earn that.
Look, remember when there was a part where he was like, I really need to ask more questions about Leslie. Like, we haven't really connected on a deeper level that we once did. And the first question out of her mouth was, when was the last time you had sex? Because she was waiting. She was just waiting.
She was ready.
Yeah, she was ready. Ready to pounce on that. Yeah. She wanted Jerry's cock.
Yeah, well, and he said, a lot of things came up that night. And I was like, you think?
Including
so?
My dick, which hadn't done that in a while.
Golly gee.
Yeah, I think she definitely, she did everything with him, I think.
When was the last time you had sex? By myself or with someone else?
Yeah. Yeah, right. She gave him the full menu, I think.
So we have like two of us are Leslie, and then we got Rob over here is Teresa.
Your team Leslie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Leslie, definitely.
All right.
I'm just saying it's leading you one way. It's taking you away. Teresa's
Are we
harder.
Betting on this? Are we putting a bet on this?
Hell no, I'm not betting. What do you want to bet? A beer?
It would make it more interesting.
Yeah, let's bet a beer. Bet a beer.
Why am I betting two people, though? You guys.
I don't know.
You guys share a beer.
We'll each get you a beer.
Yeah, we'll each get you a beer.
We'll each get you half a beer.
All right.
Well, let's that's the golden bash there. We got to. Then we'll follow up with the finale.
Let's go to those Thanksgiving arguments.
Thanksgiving. 10 biggest fights at Thanksgiving. Is that what we're going to talk about?
Can I tell you my worst Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst Thanksgiving for me, well, pretty much all of them, till I was like maybe, I think like 16 was finally the last time that it was bad. The thing was, we as a Latino family did not celebrate Thanksgiving. So,
really?
Yeah. So it was like, what we do is like tamales or something like that. Like a lot of tamales.
Turkey tamale?
Yeah, no, not turkey. Like we don't even go that far. All right. But I remember one time it was my sophomore year in high school, and I was so mad because my mom and my aunt just got rice that had like sardines in it or whatever, like fish.
What?
That was the entire meal. There was nothing else.
Come on.
No.
White rice and sardines?
yeah, with almost some sweet potato, which I
hate.
Who
the fuck eats that anyway, any other time?
Is that a meal? It was horrible. And I'm like, how is this a Thanksgiving meal? And then both of them kept on like mad at me, telling me, well, Thanksgiving's a white holiday. We don't celebrate a white holiday.
It's an American holiday. You live in
whatever.
America.
They said white because that's how Latinos talk. So they don't have a PC. There's no PC in speaking Spanish.
You know, even if you don't sell, you know, it is an American holiday. But like, I know like places like all over, like people around the world, they still just like, they either do Thanksgiving, like, or they have a meal, like, not turkey generally. Yeah, but like, it's like the Americans are doing it. Like, let's make a big feast. Like,
I didn't really experience a Thanksgiving meal until I was in college, and I went to a friend's place that they had the whole fixings and everything, and I was like, wow.
So
like,
never,
I couldn't believe
you
it.
Never
I was
really
just celebrated eating it. So much. It was, oh my God. Yeah, I didn't celebrate till then.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, but now, I mean, now my mom like just buys the stuff from Ralph's, and then you know everything's already made. Or
I mean, I don't care what holiday, like even if you don't celebrate it, it's like I'm like, oh, a holiday is an excuse to like make a big meal and eat and drink and have family friends. I don't know, you know what I mean?
But
I'll celebrate any holiday, even if it's I don't know.
True,
who gives a shit?
But my family was more my mom especially, and my stepdad gave two shits about it. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, no, like we're just gonna do this. Later on, I was the one that brought the traditions in and started doing, like, I would bring mashed potatoes and gravy. Like, here, that's what
is,
I fucking love.
This is a turkey.
Yeah, I even went to KFC and I got, like, mashed potatoes and gravy. Yeah, just to bring, because it was like,
he's
I couldn't believe
spender.
It.
Yeah.
No, I bought two big mashed potatoes and gravy.
I ate that shit from scratch. Yeah,
yeah, that shit was good.
That's interesting. All
did
right.
you get kicked out when you yelled about the rice and sardines or whatever?
No,
or?
I just was so annoyed. I was almost, like, in tears.
But what is the rice? Is the rice and sardines, is that something you'd normally eat?
No. I've never had that again.
So they were just like...
No, that's what they decided to make.
They're like, we're going to make the worst
and
meal.
And, like, vegetables.
The worst meal you can think of, we're making
corn.
It for this holiday.
Let's watch and see what Rob does.
Had corn and
we've never eaten this in our lives. Yeah. We've never eaten this disgusting meal.
Robbie.
Yeah, it was bad. I hated it.
Shit on a
show. I was so mad. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, how is this Thanksgiving? And then you watch all the shows, like Thanksgiving, like movies, and
they're all eating good food.
And then I'm like, that's Thanksgiving. That's a white person holiday. We don't do that.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. I'm gonna bring rice and sardines over to your house Thursday.
I'll kill you.
Send, what's your address?
I'll send it to you.
I'll go to your mom. Like, hey, isn't this the holiday meal?
Oh my gosh.
I heard this is delicious.
No, my mom's not like that anymore. Now she's like wants to bring she's gonna go get the turkey this year from Ralph's or something like that.
My last Thanksgiving with my family was I flew all the way to DC because my brother has like a 5-bedroom house for God knows what reason. It's just him and his wife, and like he just wanted to show off. So I like go all the way to DC, and it was just so that my parents could show me that they love my brother more than me. Like everything about it was like, there was a 5-bedroom house, but somehow I was still sleeping on the blow-up mattress in the basement. And then and then there wasn't enough room for me at the adult table. So I was sitting at the kids' table.
I always sat at the kids' table.
Like I'm sitting at the kids' table. I hear my mom tell her, my brother's in-laws. She's just like, I'm so sorry. She's a comedian. At the dinner table, yeah.
So you
I was
sat
like,
with the kids.
All right.
I think I sat at the kids' table.
I'm not going to do this anymore. Yeah.
Wow. My worst Thanksgiving, I'm not going to talk about it. It was a couple years ago. Rob was there.
But, I was there. That was one of my worst Thanksgiving. That was entertaining.
Not as bad as the rice and sardines.
No. The other one, second would be when I worked, and then that was it.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I worked on Thanksgiving. Yeah. I drove someone around. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I'm always working on Thanksgiving. I have dogs, so I'm working technically. But I'll talk about that Thanksgiving another time. But let's talk about the 10 biggest fights on Thanksgiving. I have a list here. I don't know if it's the same one you sent me, but
bring it. All right. What is it?
Number 10, what time should we eat? Is that an argument on Thanksgiving? Picking a time frame of when to eat.
When do you eat?
Thanksgiving usually is an earlier meal. I would say like 2 or 3 o'clock.
Oh, wow. That's early.
No, that's good. That's
3 o'clock. I think 3 o'clock is good. Three o'clock's good.
You watch the first football game already. The second football game's
on. You cook in the morning and then,
it's ready. You eat at halftime during the second football
game. You take a nap and then dessert's around like 6 or something like that.
You take a nap?
Thanksgiving? You're supposed to take a nap on Thanksgiving.
Ooh, what?
The tryptophan in the turkey makes you tired.
You know how much tryptophan you actually have to eat in order for that to
But if
to
you
like
eat a big plate,
event.
Here's the thing. If you are
you actually take a nap?
Yeah, because if you are the one that is cooking, which you wouldn't know about. Picking up mashed potatoes of KFC does not constitute a nap, I would say. But if you are slaving away in a kitchen making turkey and mashed potatoes and everything, you're tired by the end. I've cooked Thanksgiving meals where I wasn't even hungry by the time. You ever do that?
Yeah, you cook so much. You taste everything.
And then by the time everyone sits down, you're like, I'm not hungry.
Yeah, that's
you're
the perfect tired, time to go take a nap. Yeah, exactly. Right.
So you eat a large meal, you're tired.
I do 4. I like 4 o'clock.
They're
4
saying,
o'clock.
Some people do not even put the turkey in the oven until 4 p.m.
Oh,
they're saying.
Oh, wow. That's no.
This can cause a lot of drama.
Until 8?
Yeah, fuck that.
This can cause a lot of drama, especially if you have a diabetic or bulimic in the family.
Oh. That's going to be too late for me to throw up.
I say 2 o'clock is when you eat.
2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. Yeah.
4 o'clock.
Yeah. 2-ish, 3.
Because it should be a whole day.
I don't think
there's a lot of food. There's a lot of food to experience. Then the dessert comes out a couple hours later.
Yeah. I don't see that as an argument, though. I mean, whoever's cooking gets
some
to decide,
people might,
right?
Because if they're like, I always got to eat at 5 and we're eating at 2 o'clock or whatever,
Well, the food will be there, Uncle Ralph, when you get hungry.
Just eat when you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, number 9. Can I bring my new significant other? How new?
Right. I don't know. I was thinking of, like, my parents did this, like, the new Jim Crow class online during the pandemic. Like, they were, like, newly woke. And I was thinking it might be fun to invite, like, a black friend of mine as my boyfriend to the next game, just to see, like, how woke they were.
Right.
That would be a surprise. He's black.
That would be like Soul Man. Do you remember that scene in Soul Man?
What if you were dating?
I wish you could play that clip. You know what I'm talking about?
He's at dinner with
obviously he's not black, but he's at dinner with the white girl, like a rich family, and the grandma's looking at him, and then, like, all of a sudden, she fantasizes that he's like a pimp, and he's got like fucking a knife.
Oh,
what
God.
If you were dating a? What if you were dating a Native American, and you brought them to Thanksgiving, and then it was like they were all about like this holiday is horrible and.
Oh my God! Like, someone like that,
like that, like that, like that's
like, why
like that's
did you come? Oh
but,
my God!
But it's like they're all about like I'm not eating this food. You know, this holiday is
number one asshole.
On my people and stuff.
Number one asshole.
I'd be so entertained.
That would be interesting.
Be so
though, right?
Entertained. I would just sit and like just watch people. Like, what is mom gonna say?
What if you brought someone that was dressed as a pilgrim, like in full pilgrim? Phil, quiet down. Shut up. Full pilgrim outfit to Thanksgiving.
That's a nerd.
A nerd?
Yeah, that's a nerd. What are you, like John Smith?
Yeah, so I guess.
You imagine
it's
if there was
confusing.
Thanksgiving where everyone had to dress up like the old, like the first Thanksgiving.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You remember doing that in school? Did you guys do that in school?
See, that's what I'm saying. No.
Like, but I mean, at this point, it would have to be more realistic, right? We'd have to, like, you know, steal food as opposed to.
Well, they're saying that bringing the new significant other can cause a lot of problems and issues because it's like, are you really going to be together next year? You're bringing them into the family. It's a bad time to introduce a new flame. What if they're crazy and they're drunk and they're you know a crazy person or whatever?
Oh, like find out now. That's great.
I mean, I had a drunk girl at one of my Thanksgiving dinners.
Yeah. We can talk about that. They're also saying people will have memories of this person that'll be etched into their Thanksgiving forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
It happens.
There are so many Thanksgivings I don't remember. At least you won't remember that one.
Right.
I'm still waiting for an apology and amends.
Yeah. Good luck. All right, number 8. I got kicked out of school or fired or I'm failing at life.
Ooh, that's tough.
Is Thanksgiving the time to bring that
up? Yeah, like that'll come out. Like so how are you doing, Jimmy? How's school?
Oh, no.
I failed math. I got fired from my job. You know, like the nephew that's fucked up or something like
I
that.
I got raped.
Yeah, some traumatic thing.
I'm talking about the guy, not
the girl. The rape? That would be the one. Well, if there was a rape, there'd be like, hey, like all the people would be like, let's not bring up the rape at dinner. Yeah, please, not this year.
Not this year.
They're still healing.
Oh my God, that was so wrong.
I know.
Don't bring up.
Well, what if there was? Like, if there's a
Hey, I'm the one who brought it up. You brought in the joke though. That's hilarious.
I mean, because there's topics you don't want to bring up at the dinner table, but then someone there is going to be wondering, like, well, I wonder how they're doing.
Oh, I bet you this past year, before this year, people are like, hey, don't bring up cryptocurrency. Yeah. Don't bring it up.
Or it's like the worst one. There's always like there's always an uncle or an aunt or something. It's like, so how's it going in comedy? Or like, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
I don't go back east anymore, but it's like, what are you doing out there? I've been out here 21 years. What do you think I'm doing?
I always love it happened to me recently too. And it was someone, they said that they're going to go to the show on Friday. Let's see if they go. But just asking me, so what are your, like it's an interview. So tell me your influences. Tell me one of your jokes right now. It's like, what is wrong? Like, I don't, citizens, civilians just don't get it.
They don't get it.
And exactly. Because before I became a comic, I would probably have said something stupid like that. Mm. But now it's like, so ingrained in my head when people do that. It's like, what are you working on?
It's like meeting a doctor and being like, hey, what's your favorite disease?
What do you think is What do you think of this person? What do you think of this comment? It's like, do you like SNL? It's like, oh my god.
So like, you know, what are your jokes about? Right.
Yeah,
like,
tell me your skit.
Like, all of them. Like, what are your jokes about?
They're about to be about you in a half hour.
Oh my god.
I just tell them, look me up. Just look me up, and then just, you can watch me do stuff.
Number seven, Mom, you are a bad cook.
Oh!
You didn't mean to let that slip out of your mouth, but it came out something like, you know, Aunt Mary's stuffing is better than yours or something.
Yeah.
I don't have that problem.
Well, yeah.
Your sardine rice is better than mine.
We have this family that always comes over for Thanksgiving, and my mom makes homemade cranberry sauce, and it's really, really good, right? But every year, their son won't eat it. So
the homemade one.
So they don't bring anything to Thanksgiving, right? Mm-hmm. Except for a can of cranberry sauce. Because they won't eat the homemade cranberry sauce.
There's people that like that. Here's the thing. I hate cranberry sauce.
I like both. And like, I remember like when I was married, like a couple times, like my wife would like the homemade one, and like I never had the homemade one, but then she made it. I was like, oh, this is actually good with like the sugar and you boil it and all that stuff, and it was good. But then I was like, I grew up with the can, like, and it was like the shape of the can in the little the dish, and it's like, oh, that was just part of it. It was always on the table, it's and you
disgusting.
Slice it.
Disgusting.
But don't you think that's rude?
We would have both of them. We would have both.
But like, don't you? I don't know. I feel like that's kind of rude. Like, you
I don't
know,
think that's rude. I mean, I think it's rude that they show up with a can.
Yeah,
and
put it in a thing.
It's very
like
much
made
like
it or
yeah. Or not even.
Well, Rob, you did that once. I think you brought over a can of beans.
I don't.
I was like, can you bring some side, like beans or something to barbecue? And you
brought a can of beans.
Barbecue beans, and it was a big can. Don't do that. It was a big fucking can that could serve six people.
But the way you walk in and like present it, you're like, yeah.
Oh my God.
What did you want me to do? Cook it for
you?
Yeah,
why don't you put it in a little dish with a little foil over it and be like, you know what?
Pop these
in the oven for 5 minutes. They're going to be delicious.
They were delicious.
You could have at least gotten them from KFC.
Oh, I'm gonna go look for them. I'll take them back. Fucking
the
ungrateful.
Hell you will.
You're ungrateful.
I feel like
I'm thankful. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Jesus. Ungrateful giving.
But like, what if somebody shows up at you made that you're making the turkey, right? And somebody shows up with a sandwich and they're like, no, I'm good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Or I don't eat turkey. Or the person that doesn't eat the turkey.
Well, that's bringing your own sandwich. Like, that's very selfish. It's like, got a Subway sandwich. Well, you guys go ahead and eat that. I'm going to eat this.
Obviously, you know, now when you have all, everyone has dietary needs. So you got to, you know, have the vegetable. You got to have this, or, you know, the fake turkey.
The gluten-free stuffing,
like, you know,
or whatever.
I'm like, here's the meat. Here, you know, yeah, like gluten-free stuffing. Yeah, it's like you got to have two different stuffings, two different, you know. Pies, all this shit. It's annoying if you're like, you know, don't invite the person over that has First of all, we're having Thanksgiving. I just need to know, is anyone a vegan or anything like that? Because you're not invited.
Bring your own vegan turkey, at that point.
Tofurkey,
I guess.
Yeah. Have you ever had a turducken? Have you ever had that? My friend would make that a couple of years, and that was pretty good. It's a turkey, duck, and chicken.
Yeah, you
Creole
just
season.
Shove one bird up the other bird's ass. Yeah. That's kind of like that's like the perfect asshole Thanksgiving.
I've had that.
It was delicious.
It's good stuff.
Number six, politics, religion, sex, and all things taboo. Not bringing that stuff.
Oh, that's so much fun. I go there immediately.
Well, politics come up immediately. I think if you're with your family, at least. See, it's weird because I've done mostly Friendsgivings now for the past, you know, 15 years or whatever. But if you go home to a family, like, that's just being brought up for sure.
I don't know. We all have the same politics at my family, so it doesn't really come up. But like, I do like to stoke the fires a bit, like with my brothers, with his girlfriend or whatever. I'm like, you guys still like, you know.
It's almost like I'm remembering the Thanksgiving as a child, like at my grandmother's with all the uncles and stuff like that. I'd be like, you know, religion, like, you know, have you guys been going to church? No, we haven't been going. Ah, you gotta go, you know, like stuff like that. You know,
really?
Yeah. Really? Yeah,
politics.
No, the last argument I had with my family was about soccer, and they were telling me how great it was, and I was telling them how much it sucked. But other than that, that's...
All right, number five, Uncle Brad came out of the closet. Many of us, they have
an uncle
and family member, cousin that comes out of the closet.
No, I haven't had that.
No one says anything, and they're sitting there. No one like that?
Right. No, nothing like that.
I feel like that's like an old argument.
Yeah. Plus, you already know that no one comes out of the closet anymore.
Yeah.
You already know before. before that. There's no like big event.
But that's gotta happen in like some families. Like there's a cousin that comes out.
Yeah, why on Thanksgiving?
And it's like you're sitting there, and then the uncle's like, "Hey, so Jimmy sucking dick now, huh?" I mean, you know, like how's that handled? You know.
Wow, who's this rough family that you're with?
I'm just
Doug's
saying,
family.
That's We're a conversation learning. That could come out.
Exactly. We're learning a lot.
Hey, sucking dick now. Hey.
No, but everyone has like that relative that's like inappropriate, I would say, like at the dinner table. I'm not saying like I experience that now, but like, you know.
No, I have.
There's
some
a lot of people
like
that have that. Yeah, like every year, they're like, well, I gotta go. And then Uncle so and so is gonna say this. It's gonna be awkward or whatever, you know.
I get a lot of times like the old. Friends of my parents are always like, so, any men in your life lately?
Right, exactly.
Like, you're thinking about ever getting married again? I mean, it's not too late. Like, you're only, like, a couple years ago, they like their neighbor was like, you know, women can still get pregnant over 40. Mm-hmm. It's possible. It was like,
I'm not even asking you.
Exactly.
I hated when people would ask me, like, when are you going to have a kid? When are you going to have this? Shut the fuck up. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
It's like, when are you going to die? When are you going to die? How about that?
Number four, grandma, mom, you drinks too much.
Hell yeah.
Nothing causes more of an argument with drunken people at a Thanksgiving. Genuine alcoholic. The rest of the family knows, but they can't say anything about it, and they just sit there. Holiday's a mess. Yes.
It's way fun. I love it.
I dealt with that personally on that.
Yeah, I've dealt with that with you.
Yeah. Rob dealt, yeah.
My stepdad would get wasted every year. This year he's not, obviously. But he would get wasted every year, shit faced, like just shit faced.
Like that's where people can get nasty, like throwing a turkey or a pie at someone or something.
Well, you know? Never been
love
that
to
bad.
See someone throw a turkey. That'd be great.
I would love to see
the most shit faced
thing
I got with my family. The most, like, I completely blacked out because it was like my birthday. It was in December actually, but I just drank so much tequila that I blacked out, and when I woke up, like there was like puke. Like by my bed. I don't know how I got home.
Puddle of pee.
Yeah, my mom had to like, and I puked even more the next day. Like, no, because like it was my stepdad was challenging me to be a man and fucking drink more than, you know, like, and I just came back from college and I was in a fraternity thinking like, I can do this. What's up? You know, and I did shot after shot after shot and I just fucking blacked out. And then for the rest of my life, my family would be like, hey, Roberto, you want some tequila? You know,
you want some tequila?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a memory. It's not a good memory.
Oh, my God. I remember my grandma, she wasn't allowed to drink anymore. We put her in like a dry nursing home because she wasn't allowed to drink anymore. She came. We had her over for Thanksgiving, right? And everybody's keeping the booze away from grandma. And she goes to the bathroom. She comes back out. She's got a blue ring. All like her lips are like blue, and I was like, "What?
She's
drinking NyQuil.
NyQuil.
She's drinking like the NyQuil." I was laughing so hard. I was like, "Yeah, Grandma, you get it where you can." All right.
She should have been on the Golden Bachelor.
Betty would have been.
Hey, they're casting for next season. Did you see that ad? I saw that.
I wish Betty has passed, but Betty was hot for a 75-year-old.
Hot Betty.
Betty.
Number three, money, like politics. And religion and sex. Money's another route to most arguments at the holidays. Married couples argue over money more than any other subject. That's true. Thanksgiving happens to be the kick of the day, spending season, so then they get into that organic turkeys and holiday gifts.
I don't know.
Especially if one of your family members has money and the other one doesn't.
It's not ever been a thing for me. Like, my brother, obviously.
How much did that turkey cost? You got it from Whole Foods? Are you crazy?
It was super irritating for my brother to be talking about his house. Like, my dad just saying, rubbing in my face. Oh, you know, they just bought a new Audi and, one of the bedrooms they converted into
a gym. Well, it is a time where, like, people, like, talk about their accomplishments or whatever. You're catching up with your family during the course of a year. You may have not seen them in a year. It's like, oh yeah, I just bought a new house, bought a new car. Oh, it must be going well. You must be making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like those kind of arguments. Like, what are you supposed to talk about with these people that are your family that you don't see, you know?
Yeah, you don't have much in common.
You don't have much in common. Mm-hmm. I have to say, like, the Thanksgiving, the Friendsgivings are way better, I think, than with the families.
Yeah, I've had good times at Friendsgiving. Yeah. Those are good times with, like, when you hang out with friends.
Right.
I mean, we almost had a good one.
Number two, divorce, marriage, and pregnancy.
No.
Bringing up any of these news over a big plate of mashed yams is going to bring up some heat. News of divorce is pretty upsetting, especially if the married couple is not together to spring the news. Oh, that's why Uncle Bob's not here and not feeling well. I'm pregnant can even be worse if the new mom is neither married or engaged. Expect a huge argument.
Oh, none of this happens.
Oh, got knocked up, huh? Pass the mashed potatoes.
I heard you sucking dick and you're doing cream pie.
It's that same uncle.
Heard you got knocked up.
By your uncle. Oh, wait.
Jesus. Oh, by me. You're going to keep it?
That's horrible.
I don't have any of those.
No,
so,
I don't either.
I've never had like any big.
Yeah.
I told you, my Thanksgivings like were nothing.
Yeah. Well, I think you eliminate a big part of the family. You know what? I think it's like when there's a big family and it's like cross relatives of like, you're married, you have the in-laws and then their cousins or like, you know, it's people that have like these big family Thanksgivings where it's like all dynamics, all sides of the families. Originate.
True.
You know, that's where this shit starts to fly.
Because my family wouldn't celebrate it. We're Latino. Right. We didn't celebrate
it.
So.
You just celebrated it last year for the first time.
No, not for the first time. But what I'm saying is we didn't celebrate it. Like, so we would have another family come over. And what we would have was like, there was like sweet potato and like mushrooms, which I hated. And then fucking like a ham. I always had a ham until I was like,
yeah, what's up with that?
Ham was
ham
like
on
a
Thanksgiving.
Thing. Yeah, ham on Thanksgiving.
No turkey.
No turkey.
We do that on
I didn't have turkey until I was like in my 20s.
Oh, no, that's what I was thinking too. But like ham on Thanksgiving is a big.
Yeah, that's it. That we would always have. We never had anything else. It was tamales, ham, and sweet potato with some marshmallows on top. It was
bad. Hungry, stop putting food on my plate. There's always a thing where people are saying, I don't want to eat anymore, and then too much food was made, and you know your grandma keeps putting more on your plate.
That sounds like a great problem.
Yeah, quality of problems.
I fucking love that. I prepare myself for Thanksgiving.
Rob,
I work out before
Fourth? Hey, it's Thanksgiving.
Hey. Who cares? And I pile that fucking gravy on. And oh, man, that gravy train. I love – there's a whole, like, science of how I make my plate. And I got to put the mashed potatoes.
I do love, like, everything just piled into, like, a slop pile.
Oh, that's so good.
I like to make the little hole in the mashed potatoes.
Fill it like a well
of gravy, and you could dip it.
What
like
about
that?
Leftovers too? Okay. The leftovers for the eat that shit the rest of the week.
Oh no! It's by the third. By the second day, I'm like, fuck this.
I make a cheddar beer sauce the next day, and I just pour that shit all over the turkey and the stuffing with some bacon on toast. It is so
that
good.
Sounds good. That's
it's
why
so
I agreed
good.
To make the turkey because I was like, I don't mind having the leftover turkey because like that's just protein, but all the other shit is like that's where you fucking
you're gonna
you know.
Be passing out all week.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, I never had anybody putting more food on my plate. I always had the opposite. Like the women in my family, they're like, "Oh, you're gonna have that much food? Mm-hmm. You're having seconds." Like I would get the opposite, where it was just like, "You think those jeans can handle another plate of turkey?"
Oh, the simple answer. God.
Yeah,
the simple
that's
answer
what I
is,
would get.
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What about pies? How many pies is appropriate?
Depends on how many people.
What flavors? Pumpkin, traditional, apple.
Apple.
Those are the two
apple
popular.
And
gotta
pumpkin.
Have pumpkin.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Nothing else. Don't bring any fucking cherries in here.
What about
or
some
else.
Pecans?
What about
pecans?
Pecan.
Okay, pecan. Okay, that's third.
Or is that more of a Christmas thing?
That's both.
I think that's both. I can't eat a pecan pie though; it's too sweet.
Apple
pie
is my favorite, so I.
What about cocktails of Thanksgiving? What's a good cocktail for Thanksgiving?
Eggnog with some like
eggnog.
You know,
that's Christmas.
Like a cider.
I do like a cranberry
mulled wine. Maybe.
I think I'm gonna have some whiskey this year. I'm gonna probably just do some whiskey.
Old fashions.
Doug, you're gonna come over and make some old fashions?
You go.
Why do I have to? If I'm coming over, why do I have to do everything?
Because you're a bartender.
but it's my day off.
Robbie inviting masseuses over for Thanksgiving. You're gonna come over and give me a massage?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I mean, maybe I'll stop by, but I don't know.
Oh, man. Doug.
What time are you having it?
2 o'clock? Mm. 2? 3?
I don't know.
2-ish? 3?
I'll check in.
Halftime of the second game?
All right, those are all the things that I have.
All the things. Woo, yeah.
That I guess. I
That's know. It.
Well, I mean, anybody want to talk about how I look like Matt Rife?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so last week or a couple weeks ago,
it was last week.
Someone took a picture of Rachel from the
YouTube. It was a comment on the YouTube.
Oh, it was a comment left on your YouTube from a clip from the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone said, Rachel looks like Matt Rife.
Yeah, can't unsee it.
Can't unsee
Matt,
it.
Matt Rife with a wig. What do you guys think?
You look nothing like Matt Rife. No, like his lips are more pouty.
I know. I was like, well, maybe we have the same like lip filler situation going on. Maybe I can kind of see that.
I think he naturally looks like that.
Let me see. Hold on. Let's get a photo of him. Let's get a photo of
Matt Rife. Yeah. I don't know.
You don't look like Matt Rife.
There we go. Let me do like, can I do like the same pose and little pout?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't see it.
I'm Matt Rife. I identify as black.
Does he?
Did you guys see did you see his special? Did you see the special?
No,
I didn't watch it.
Dude, he walked out to his walkout music was Many Men. Like, have you guys heard this song, Many Men?
Yeah.
Like uh-huh. it's I don't know. Have you heard this song? Can you play it? It's
no, I can't play it on it.
All right. Well, I don't know.
By who? Who's the artist that does that song?
Who does?
Is it good? The special?
I did not watch the entire thing. He came out with like, DC, what's up? Mm. And then at the end, he did the, you know, nobody thought I could do anything but crowd work, but see, bitches, that's not true. And he did a mic drop and he
someone
ended
was saying,
it. And
someone was saying that he ripped off some joke from someone.
Rafi May.
Oh, is that true? I don't know. I didn't listen to it.
Okay.
First of all, the
Many
joke.
Many Men wish death on me by 50 Cent. This is what he walks out to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could see that.
What? Nobody wishes death on you,
people,
Matt Rife.
No.
Come
it's
on.
It's not even that. It's just like, my Matt Rife story is, before COVID, like BC, back in 2017 or 2018, Matt Rife was like, I don't know if he, I can't say he was canceled, but he was like bullied off of Twitter by this other comic.
Mm. Hmm.
And this is before Matt Rife was anybody, obviously. And I think he was just maybe on Wilding Out. And I really felt so bad for him.
Yeah.
Like, it was so fucking ruthless. This person just fucking went at him. And this guy was posting on Twitter like, oh, he fucking deleted his Twitter. He did it. And I really felt bad for him. So I am glad that he's at where he's at now. Because that must have been probably the lowest moment.
Yeah.
No, not everybody. Because there's a lot of people that hate him. Mm. And even his...
as soon as you become successful, there's people that hate you.
Yeah, but that Paul Aaliyah thing that they did recently where it's like the cops coming and arrest them, you're impersonating a comedian or whatever. I thought that was pretty funny because it's playing on that. And I think that's why you played Many Men, because I think a lot of people hate on him right now.
Hmm.
And then and that's the reviews right now are coming out saying like his stand-up wasn't that good. They're saying that he's stealing from Ralphie. I heard both clips. And to me, like, I don't think it's stealing. They're talking about the same thing. And I don't think it's even, like, really funny, you know?
Right.
Like, they're just basically talking
it doesn't
about
matter.
Somebody.
I mean, like, as soon as someone's successful, there's going to be people
that
do
this.
You're
going to have haters. I don't know. I felt like it was tasteless in a way for Matt Rife, who, funny or not, beautiful white man, comes out for his Netflix special to... Many men wish death on me. And there's a lot of like the,
could you rap it
the
for us?
Lyrics.
Many men.
Many men. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. And I can't say a lot of the words in this song. I'm not allowed. Mm. But those words are like coming out as he's walking.
I thought it's great. I think it's actually you're selling me more on it because of the fact that he's just.
I'll have to watch.
He's saying fuck you to all his haters. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, but why? Why do we gotta do that? Because this is stand up. Let's go have some fun and be funny.
It is being funny.
I don't know.
Fuck
it just
you.
Like it
this
came out
horrible.
Like. Ugh. Like, I don't, I wasn't.
I don't know if I'm going to watch it.
I didn't enjoy the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes. So I don't know. That's how I watch specials. That's honestly how I watch. I watch the first 5 minutes and I fast forward to the last 5 minutes.
To see his closer.
And then I go, am I going to spend an hour watching this or not? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how I try it.
The Improv has their 60th anniversary Netflix special out. Did anyone watch it?
Yeah, I loved the Bert Kreischer. That was really fun to watch. He did his the set that got him passed at the Improv. That was really cool. That was really cool to watch.
Football on Thanksgiving, Rob. Are you ready for that? Football Thanksgiving?
Dude, he's looking at football on his phone.
I know. We're doing this on a Sunday. Can we not do these on Sundays anymore?
I don't know. This is the last episode ever.
ever.
The NFL. Here's a story. So Giants quarterback Tommy DeVito, NFL quarterback. He lives at home with his mom and dad. He actually lives in my hometown of Cedar Grove, New Jersey, down the street from my sister. There's an article going around saying, you know, he's a rookie quarterback and he's like living at home and people are like, are you crazy? And he's like, why wouldn't I? He's like, you know, he lives 10 minutes from the stadium and like he goes to the game.
He's not Latino, is he?
No, he's Italian.
He's Italian. Right?
Is this the one Jersey who like Italian. Was like hugging and crying on his mommy? Is that the one?
He is saying that he lives at home and, you know, he goes back home after the game. His mom is making him chicken parm. His mom makes his bed for him still.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I was
going to have a girlfriend.
No, but I was talking.
Please, he's a quarterback.
But that's the crazy thing. I was talking to my mom about this and she's like, yeah, the quarterback lives in our hometown, Danny DeVito. And I was
DeVito.
I'm like, it's Tommy DeVito. She's like, oh, I thought it was Dan. I'm like, Danny DeVito's the Penguin from Batman Returns. I'm like a very different quarterback that would be.
I would love to see Danny DeVito as a quarterback. Yeah.
But yeah, I was thinking, I was like, yeah, this guy's a quarterback and he lives at home. It's like, yeah, what is he bringing girls back home to the parents' house and banging them? Like, and then his mom changes the sheets in the morning. How does that work? I don't know.
That's such a red
flag. It's such a New Jersey thing.
I don't think he's bringing anybody home. He just gets a hotel like a fucking adult.
That's the only way
he's an adult, I guess.
But it's very true. Like the town I grew up in, like I feel like there's like so many people I know that like still live at home, like with their parents or whatever. It's very New Jersey.
I lived at home forever. I lived in and out. I would move back in, then I would move out, move back. So I get what this guy's saying, and I like him, and I kudos to him. He's a hero, and he's young, he's not going to get that huge contract because he sucks. He's really bad. I think he's having a bad day today.
The team is really bad.
Yeah, but he's having a bad day today already. So
he knows it's a limited.
Oh, he's done after this. He'll be a backup for the rest of his life, which makes a good salary. You know, it's funny, these quarterbacks right now, like Brock Purdy, who plays for the San Francisco 49ers, he has a roommate. I he might be gay, who knows? But like, he has a roommate.
Why? Because he has a roommate?
Yeah. Well, dude, he's an NFL fucking quarterback. He's making fucking.
Some people don't like to live alone.
He's making the league minimum of $700,000, and he has a roommate.
Some people don't like to live alone.
Maybe he's helping that guy out. Maybe they're friends.
Yeah, maybe that guy's doing stuff for him.
Maybe they're friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Tommy DeVito from Cedar Grove, New Jersey. There you go.
All right.
I think that's it. Everyone, I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving. Make sure you follow the Bass Hole Show. We have a live show at the Bourbon Room on the 28th of November at 9 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. Rob, you got a show coming up too?
I got a Black Friday on the 24th at the Improv.
Is there a Black Friday deal on tickets?
There's no Black Friday.
Then what kind of Black Friday show is it? Like, do they get a TV?
We have a black
something?
Guy on the show, so yeah.
Is his name Friday?
No. But he's on the show and he's hilarious. And we got Eric Schwartz. He's releasing his album, his special that day on YouTube, Delivery. Right. And he's fucking hilarious. So right, come and check it out.
Rachel, you got shows coming up?
I mean, I have a show tonight, so come see it. But I'm teaching comedy at Flappers.
Oh, yeah, take Rachel's class if you're interested in comedy. Take Rachel's class at Flappers.
Flappers University. FU.
All right, well, there you have it. All right, guys, remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thankful for all of you that are listening, all five of you. Thank you. Good night.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix. And don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole. But if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.